It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Oh, snap!
Good morning, Albuquerque.
Oh, I forgot it's Wednesday.
It's Radio Voice Day.
Radio Voice Day.
Good morning, Albuquerque. Wake up. Have a great day with me.
Does that mean I got to do Radio Voice as well?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, okay. Wake up and have a great day. The sun's about to come over the mountains and so are your problems. Wake up and greet them.
All right, everybody. It is Wednesday. We've got a great show for you today.
Yeah.
That hurts my nose.
You sound like a really, really upset Casey Kasem. Not even Casey Kasem. Casey Kasem.
Oh, man.
Yay! Steve-O's back!
Yeah! Hey, everybody. Sorry I went away for 24 hours. I was in the great state of Texas, although El Paso doesn't really count.
Not even a little bit.
No. I was there, and it looks like if the Battle of the Alamo had happened in El Paso, things probably would have turned out differently.
Hey, something happened last night.
What?
Conan O'Brien made a joke.
Okay.
But the joke was based on a recent survey, and it was the sexiest American accent. And guess what it was?
Southern.
Southern accent.
Oh.
All right. It's Matthew McConaughey's fault. We all know it.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah.
But so I feel great.
Here's the thing. Is it really the Southern accent, or is it Matthew McConaughey?
Doesn't matter. My name's Matthew, so I'm just as good. Booyah.
It is Wednesday. Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission is going to be coming in this morning.
Really?
Yeah, joining us.
Awesome.
It's
going to be a lot of fun. We haven't seen her in a while. Where's she been?
I know.
We'll find her. She'll come in.
You'll know.
What else is happening?
It's hump day.
Hump day. Whoop, whoop.
Where's my boys at?
Hump day, right?
Usually somebody calls right now and they're like,
hey, Mateo.
What?
Hump day. Yeah, yeah.
So I was away in El Paso for a concerto.
Concerto.
Of Proportions de Epic.
Woo.
So turns out they're filming that, their tour, so you'll see it.
You got to go with your Brodus.
Yeah, with Joey Belleville.
I asked permission to use that name.
Brodus? Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
You've got to be, you can't just say, call him Brodus. Like, that's,
no, you can't. That's disrespectful.
It's a very special nickname.
It is. So, I get it.
You can. Static!
Yo!
What up?
What's up?
Good morning,
hey.
Team Awesome and Muffin Top.
Hey, thanks, friend.
Oh, what?
Can you hear Steve-O right now?
Yeah, can you hear me? A little bit.
Is it muffled? We're trying to fix that mic.
You guys need to fix that mic.
I'm sorry.
We're working on it.
It's all my fault.
We're working on it.
So.
I just want to say good morning. Welcome back, Steve-O.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Woo!
Hey, your second ear is 1-1.
I'm what? Oh, I know. And I completely missed it. So apparently the problem is me, because I've seen every single game minus
jinxer.
Monday night's game because I was at a concert.
Jinxer.
So I learned the secret, and it is that I have to be in El Paso every time the Buccaneers play and not watching the game. So I'm going to just go visit my mom every week.
Don't go to Texas, man. That's the worst place ever.
I was born there!
It's still pretty bad.
Now your foot's in your mouth, friend.
That's okay. I wasn't born in El Paso.
I was just hearing them talking about
El Paso is not Texas. I'm telling you right now. It's not.
It's a lot different.
It's really not. Yesterday was, that was my second experience ever there, and I'll tell you what, it's definitely not Texas.
No.
I was born in West Texas.
Whenever we would go through Texas, we would always get to about Midland and be like, oh, this is awful. And then just pray we can make it to New Mexico.
Yeah.
I took a Greyhound bus down to Galveston a few years back, me and my buddy. And the Lord was looking out for us because we almost got stuck in Amarillo, Texas for a 9-hour layover.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. And then we were up in Houston. We were passing through Houston on that Greyhound bus.
Greyhound.
And it was shortly after Katrina. And there are some dudes out there, all, oh, man, can I bump a cigarette? Oh, well, here's my life story. I just came up from Katrina.
Yeah.
And then four or five dudes came running up on us, all, hey, why are you talking to Whitey? Why are you talking to Whitey? And,
wow.
Yeah, jeez. it was pretty intense, man.
Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Greyhound. Go Greyhound.
Avoid it.
Not.
God.
Yes.
Yes.
Right on, all right, well, you guys have a good one.
You too.
Later.
Later. How is it that dude just called in and called you Muffin Top and you just bypassed it?
Huh?
Was Mitch calling you that yesterday or something?
I ignore the haters.
Okay, good. Good, good. There
Muffin
you go.
Top.
It is Wednesday morning. I'm really excited. We do have Teresa in studio today. It's going to be a lot of fun. It really is. So there it is. And coming up, we've got some AJ Cheek. We got an email about AJ. You're going to have to talk about this.
I will. I'm going to find his Kickstarter thing.
There you go.
We're going to figure out.
No, so apparently it's done, right?
Yeah, it's done. Like, the album's done. And he actually sent me the album.
Oh, what?
Yeah, but he sent it to me yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Afternoon Music Tuesday. All right.
So we'll definitely be rocking that here in the very near future.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
All right, there it is. On the way, some AJ Cheek has promised. We also have some Fall Out Boy right now. It's Oh Brother to wake you up this morning.
Good morning.
It's T-Moss Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
How are you today on this Wednesday?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Was that for me or for the listener?
Everyone.
Okay.
You count. You count in everyone.
It's good to be back.
Yes, it is.
Missed the show yesterday.
Don says it's 27 degrees in Nashville right now.
Gah!
And it's cold. It's cold here, too. It's cold everywhere.
I was
going to
say, I'm checking
States.
The app right now.
Check your app.
Checking to see the weather conditions for Albuquerque today. It's 28 degrees right now.
Woo!
Feels like 22.
Woo!
Yeah. A high of 57 today, low of... that doesn't make sense. It's a low of 33, but it's 28 degrees right now. So how is that possible?
Science.
Oh, like an overnight low?
Oh, man. We're never going to figure it out.
It's for this evening.
Hey, how do you guys feel about the weather? What's going on? What do you think about it?
Partly cloudy in the morning. It's going to become mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s, possibly. It's going to hit 34 tonight. Woo. Lows in the lower to mid-30s, yeah.
Lows
partly
in
cloudy
low.
Tonight. It's going to get a little warmer tomorrow.
Yes.
And then it's going to rain on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. So, dude, yesterday a cold front swept through El Paso. And I was staying over at my mom's. My mom's?
At your mom's?
She has this like...
Wait. I thought your mom was from Silver City.
She was born in Silver City.
Oh, okay.
We drove by there, and there was a big sign that said, Silver City, this way. And we're driving. I said, hey, Joey, my mom was born in Silver City.
While you were... I think you were gone. A lady called in from Silver City.
Did you tell her that my mom was born there?
She knew.
Okay.
She knew.
It's very important.
Yeah.
That everyone knows that. So, she lives in El Paso, and... We were down there and staying in this camper. They have a camper out front, which was pretty funny.
Neato.
They let me enjoy have like the little camper.
Camper!
But a cold front swept through there, and I woke up at like 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to this thing. All four of the, I don't know, whatever those things are that you lock down. That's like, no, these are the four anchor weight things or whatever.
The stands?
Yes, those things were like solidly down.
Yeah.
And it was locked into place, and it was shaking. The winds were pretty crazy. So, but it was still 15 degrees warmer down there than it was here.
The weather outside is weather.
Yeah.
Every
day.
Thebes
just says it's colder because I lost the jacket for my lip.
Oh, he did. Everyone, Steve-O shaved his mustache.
I did.
It is gone.
It is gone.
He got home and he said, I'm shaving this mustache.
I marched upstairs.
He did.
That was the first thing I did when I got home.
And I said, why, Steve-O? Tell him why.
Well, we went to Nine Inch Nails in El Paso.
You did what?
I know. The funny thing is I was talking to people about it, and it used to be like they were like a quote-unquote controversial band. Mm-hmm. And now it's like I was telling my nephew, I was telling a few people, yeah, we're going down to see Nine Inch Nails. Really?
Really?
Why?
Oh.
And it wasn't because it was bad. It was just like,
lame.
Oh, it was. I might as well have said, yeah, man, we're going to see Aerosmith.
Oh. which
yeah, we're
be
going
awesome.
To see Aerosmith. I've seen Aerosmith.
If I told Dawn we were going to see Aerosmith, she would freak out.
Yeah, dude.
What?
I've seen them twice. They're amazing. So anyways, but yeah, see, you say that, but then watch. Let's go tell the nephew that. Yeah. And like, these guys are just like, what?
It's not Circa Survive. I hate it. Just kidding, Corey. Just kidding. I love you.
So we got to the show, and it was a sea of Urban Outfitter H&M shoppers.
What?
Like a sea. Your people were there, man.
My
like,
people.
Everybody was wearing a leather jacket.
I can't afford Urban Outfitter.
Everybody had a leather jacket. They had a plain t-shirt. They had skinny jeans.
Yep.
They had brown boots, like cool Italian hipster-looking boots. And then they were all sporting like a really nice haircut. And like every other person at the show,
what'd they have?
Had this crazy handlebar mustache.
There it is.
Like everybody.
There it is.
And so I walked in and it was just like, oh.
Oh, hey, what? My originality.
I'm part of this.
My uniqueness.
I don't want to be part of this.
It's gone.
I have nothing to do with this.
Yep.
No.
That's what happens. See, that's why in Nashville, you either have to be way, way, way ahead of the curve or you just have to give up.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you do, you're going to meet like 20 other people that look just like you.
I almost shaved my eyebrows because at the show yesterday, everybody had eyebrows.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you should take your nose off, too. Just get rid of it.
Dude, everybody had a curly handlebar mustache. It was gross.
It's fashionable.
The funny thing is because it was El Paso, it was like 50-50. So there was like half of them were like hipster kids who had this like curly handlebar mustache. And the other half were dudes that probably, and I'm not being
truckers.
Funny. No, well, yeah. Or like came up from Mexico to see... because everybody, like it was either the Pancho Villa or it was the hipster, but everybody had a mustache. And in Albuquerque, you don't see that as much. So it was just like, nope, I don't care if I'm only here for 6 hours. This is gone. Because I know in El Paso, apparently,
I just like, fit right in.
When you get there, you check in with your driver's license and show your mustache.
Yep.
So
they're like, new Albuquerque. Yep.
Sure. Yeah, so it was gone. Like, I got home and everybody kept, like, trying to slowly, not talk me out of it, but, like, you made a comment and Chrissy made a comment. Joey, are you sure you want to do? Yes, the second I get home.
Well, this was my
I'm
thing.
Shaving.
I was like, okay, so obviously the mustache trend is making its way west. You know, I'm sure it happened in, like, Paris. And then it happened in New York.
Yeah.
And then it was cool in L.A.
There was a cold front that swept through.
Somehow,
and then the mustache
it came
front.
To Nashville. It was in Nashville for a little while.
Yeah.
It started going away right before I moved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you still see the guys with the mustache. There's some guys that are never going to not have a mustache.
Well, and it's Movember.
Yeah.
So you think, you know, this month
so
there's
this
probably
is,
a lot more
this is
than
a,
normal.
The sad thing about Movember is it was super cool last year.
Yeah.
And even super cooler the year before that.
I was going to say, I've had a Movember account for 4 years now.
So now it's kind of like,
so here's the thing.
Movember, that's a great cause, but it's not cool, so I'm going to grow out my ear hair.
So here's the thing. If you have a mustache right now and you're talking about No Shave November or Movember, and you don't have an actual, like, Movember account where you're actually raising money for prostate cancer.
What are you doing?
You're not doing anything.
You're just,
shave your
you're
stupid
just
mustache.
Hanging out, friend.
All right?
By the way, if you want to grow a beard out, grow it out in July. Be a man.
Yeah, I did this oppositely because I had a crazy beard like all summer and then shaved it now that it's cold and my lip is frozen.
Yep.
So, anyways.
But anyway, what I was going to say is the trend is now going to happen.
Its way.
It's going to happen in Albuquerque. So my plan for Steve-O was, look, go on the show tomorrow, tell everyone you shaved your mustache.
Yeah.
Because and say you saw everybody in El Paso that was cool.
We're
had
skipping
a mustache.
This trend.
They had a mustache, and you were like, "I'm not going to do it," because then eventually everyone here in Albuquerque will have a mustache.
Yeah.
But if you say you shaved yours, then they'll like shave theirs, and then you'll still have the mustache, and you'll be the only one with the mustache. Beating the trend.
Oh man!
Starting your own. You know what it's time for?
It is definitely time for breaking news.
Let's do it.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
I'm going to read the breaking news like this. The U.S. Postal Service is beginning to deliver Amazon packages on Sundays in some cities.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder if Amazon pays them for that. They have to.
Monopoly.
Richie Incognito says he's misunderstood.
That's the dude from Miami.
He's a bully.
Yeah.
I don't misunderstand you, bully. I know exactly what you're about.
They broke Mike James's ankle on Monday night, so they're all bullies.
Jerks. Laces out, Dan.
Yeah.
In 5 years, there will be 5.6 billion smartphone subscriptions in the world.
Wow.
A woman is offering to trade her wedding ring for Chiefs Broncos tickets.
Dude,
it's a pretty good trade.
It's going to be a big
game. Depending on the guy, you know, maybe he's just an idiot. She's like, heck yeah, I'll get rid of this ring. Give me Chiefs Broncos. 50-yard line. I'll throw in this necklace.
A golfer in Mexico was attacked by a 12-foot crocodile that grabbed his leg, tried to pull him into a lagoon, and said, "Hi, I'm actually a person in a suit."
Not really. It was a real crocodile. 12-foot long.
Oh, really?
Tried to kill him.
Wow.
Related to snakes, reptiles are jerks. Except for turtles, which are kind of amphibious. I love you, turtles. I love turtles.
A father in Houston had his 12-year-old son arrested.
What?
After the boy stole his Ford Mustang.
That makes sense.
Wow.
Teach him a lesson.
Teach him a lesson.
How they learn.
Now, I hope this isn't the story, because I heard a story that went horribly wrong where some kid did something and the dad called the cops on him, and the cops weren't totally aware of the situation and ended up shooting the kid because of some crazy situation.
Stop it.
And I don't know if that's real. That could be like some crazy
stupid hoax
email.
Yeah.
Forward or something.
Right.
So I don't know, but I hope this is
a good thing
story.
You just said it on the radio.
Well, I just want to know. Maybe our listeners know if that really happened.
Yeah.
And if this is a different.
We should Snopes it.
Snopes. Snopes.
Don't do that. It's liberal. A North Carolina man was arrested for attempting to join an Al-Qaeda linked terrorist group.
North Carolina?
What?
Stuart?
Isn't that where Stuart's from? I was going to say. Gosh, he seems
Stuart.
So sweet.
What are you doing?
Angela Lansbury says she's not in favor of a modern-day remake of Murder, She Wrote.
Of course not.
No. Angela Lansbury, you can't top her.
No.
She's the best.
Yeah.
Gosh.
She is.
The U.S. Justice Department says it has given its okay for the It has...
Oh, no, Steve-O.
What?
Breaking character. This is awful.
What?
The U.S. Justice Department says it has given its okay for the merger of U.S. Airways and...
American
Airlines! No! U.S. Airways is not my favorite one, but now it's worse! Great. Now you're definitely not my favorite. Gross.
Ugh.
Gross!
American.
You sat at the other table at lunch.
I still never sent them like an email or anything. It's too late now.
We're over it.
Yeah, it's too late.
So over it.
It's
oh my gosh, we're over it. Be
Good
like
job.
The best ever.
Touche, American, UN.
According to a new study, the word,
huh,
is showing up in languages all around the world.
Oh, you mean like people going, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? What? Because we can't understand each other? Because everybody's speaking in riddles?
Do you remember when wonderful Dave Dobson was here and he was doing the Indian accent and he'd go,
yeah.
And what?
And what? Yeah.
Oh, man. I was laughing so much. Okay, so this airline merger between... American Airlines and U.S. Airways will create the world's biggest airline.
Ugh.
And that means it'll be the world's suckiest airline. I said it.
Yeah.
Because they're the worst.
Yeah, American, that's... I got stranded. That's where I got stranded. That's how I got stranded.
I don't like it. I'm upset.
I'm sorry. I don't travel enough, I
it
guess.
It tastes like terrible...
To care.
Terrible coffee. I'm lucky I have this good coffee here. Because that, to me, tastes like... bad coffee.
Okay.
It's like gas station coffee. It tastes like old burnt popcorn.
Ugh.
You're like, what is this? Ugh. Did you just burn popcorn and drain the juice out?
The worst part about burned popcorn is the smell that lingers for hours.
Yahati, 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 let it linger. I love you, Dawn. I don't know why I said that. Did you know that Chicago's Willis Tower, it used to be the Sears Tower.
Uh-huh.
Has lost its title
as
tallest building.
We got to talk about this
in the USA.
I don't agree.
You don't agree?
I don't agree. All
right,
with
we'll
the
save this.
World Trade.
We're gonna save this.
I was watching it yesterday because I was at my mom's house and all they do is sit on the couch and drink coffee and watch Fox News, and this was the big story of
Woo-hoo!
The day. I totally disagree.
My gosh.
Huh.
All right, people. All you people that wear underwear out there.
Uh oh.
We've got a development in technology. A UK-based company called Tamacare has developed 3D printed disposable panties. So I guess this is more for girls rather than...
What?
3D? Yes. 3D printed underwear is made with a material called Cozy Flex. So sounds comfortable. And comes attached with... Okay, now it's getting into female stuff. I'm not supposed to know this. You... What is this new world? I'm so confused.
Abort! Run!
There's
run!
Different things!
No!
What?
No!
What's happening? Get out of here, Steve-O! Ah! You know, the other day I told you about the Toronto mayor he admitted he'd been doing crack or whatever?
Oh, yeah, this was also on Fox News.
Of course it was, okay? Like, there's a cloud that goes over the sun and it's on Fox News. That cloud's out to get us!
Yeah.
That's a terrorist cloud!
He is, like, staying put, man. He is refusing to resign.
Okay, so check it out. Now you can buy a bobblehead of the Toronto mayor on eBay. They're going for $200 a piece.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a bobblehead version of Rob Ford, Toronto's embattled crack-smoking mayor. The reason for the high auction price, you ask? Only 1,000 were made, making them a true collector's item. Toronto residents started lining up in the wee hours Tuesday morning to get their hands on the dolls, which originally cost $20 each.
Wow.
So they're marked up, what? Like,
yeah.
Crazy. 10%? I don't know.
100%.
I can't do math right now. It's early in the morning. Quit stressing me out.
No, 100% would be $40 because it's $20. And so it was $40.
When I first thought in my head, I was like, is that 100%
increase? It's 1,000%, right?
1,000%?
Is it 1,000%?
I don't know. I don't do math. I'm not a mathematician.
$20, okay.
I'm not a scientist.
Okay.
I'm not even an Englishist.
$20 is 1/10 of $200, right?
No. So no. No. Stop. Wait. I'm not doing this. I have a calculator on my phone for a reason.
Okay. All right.
If you turn this calculator to the side, it becomes a scientific calculator, so I can do cos and sine and tan. Hey, I have a math question for you.
Yeah.
Where does a mathematician go to get a tan?
Where?
Scientific calculator. Ba-boom! Look out! TI-82, babies! Watch out for me! That's all your breaking news.
Oh, amazing. Amazing!
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you.
We are 3.5 minutes away from birthdays. Get a shout out in facebook.com/mystaticradio or studio@mystaticradio.com. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning.
Hey. We had a lot of people calling a moment ago.
Yeah, it was interesting.
But we couldn't get to you. Sorry.
Yeah, we got things to do.
I was ranting.
We got a schedule to keep. Trying to be timely.
Help us out, y'all. Hey, we got... These are great phrases to live by.
Okay.
A clean desk is a sign of a cluttered desk drawer. Where did these emails come from?
I don't know. But you know what?
What?
6:45.
What does that mean?
Time for birthdays!
Yeah!
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Hello, my fellow Texan.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Hello.
The sage in blue.
El Paso is not Texas.
No, but you were born in Lubbock.
I was born in Lubbock.
James.
I was born in San Antonio.
Yeah.
I was born in Tupelo, Mississippi.
We're sorry.
Elvis Presley. Don't apologize. I give you a gift.
All right. Enough.
Woo!
Birthdays.
Hey.
It is the 317th day of 2013.
Yeah.
Steve-O missed 11, 12, 13.
You did.
Yep.
You missed that.
I
didn't really miss anything.
48 days remaining in this year. So there you go.
That's crazy.
That is all.
We're almost done with it. That's it?
No.
I was so upset. There's not one birthday today?
Yes, there's birthday. Did we have any birthdays call in or anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
No emails.
All right.
No call-ins.
From, I actually have music for this first one. I didn't think I did, but I do. I never saw any of these fancy movies that came out that everybody went to go see.
All these fancy movies.
All these fancy movies.
Never saw High School Musical.
Oh, me either.
Monique Coleman of High School Musical celebrating a birthday today.
No.
Okay, hurry, guess. 23.
24.
No, come on. Come on.
33.
33? Oh, okay.
Who is this person?
I don't know.
Okay. You want to just go back to birthdays?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Oh. I guess they were really good movies. I don't know.
Stop it.
High School Musical? High School Musical?
From,
they were not.
From True Blood? You guys watch True Blood?
No! Anna Paquin.
I'm not a vampire.
Here. Is it Paquin?
Here's the... They got kind of cool music.
That, I was told by a friend, dude, this show is seriously amazing. You gotta watch it.
What?
I'll totally let you borrow season one.
Aisha Hines celebrating a birthday.
My wife and I made it about 4 minutes, 3 minutes. 4 minutes in.
Then you're done.
Like, nope.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it is.
We were on the road, and I think it came on in a hotel, and we all watched a minute, and we were like, put it back on cartoons.
Yeah. Okay. So how old's Aisha Hines?
32.
33.
38.
Okay.
All righty. From The View.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, that's the only one I knew. So there you go.
Whoopi!
I'm going to say Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Ghost.
What's the Sister Act?
Sister Act 2.
Ghost.
Yeah.
She was also in Little Rascals.
Ghost.
She played What's-His-Face's mom.
Buckwheat.
Whoopi Goldberg makes celebrating sense. A birthday.
Birthday. 62.
63.
58. Huh. From Sahara and Dallas Buyers Club.
Matthew McConaughey?
Nope.
Oh.
Whoa.
Penelope Cruz.
There's another.
Yeah, it was the guy who played his buddy in Sahara.
Bradley Cooper?
Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn! From that thing you do!
The Oneaters!
Right.
A man in a really nice camper's got a... Scott, get it! We're all signing it. You're signing it. We're all signing
That's
it.
That's true. I forgot about that one. That's, yeah. He was good in that, too.
He's hilarious.
Kind of a funny guy.
He really is.
I doubt in Dallas Buyers Club he's funny.
He was also in, is it Saving Silverman? Or something like that? With Jack Black? Man, that movie was funny. He was like, was he the animal guy? And he went after that. Okay, anyway, how old is he?
Steve's on.
He is
36.
46. Oh, wow.
46?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, man.
From Win Ben Stein's Money and Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Or Live, was it Live with Jimmy Kimmel? Is that what it is?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
He's in some hot water right now.
Yeah, I haven't read it. I was out of town. I missed it. And all of a sudden, I got back, and there's all this.
Did you guys see the Killers were on Jimmy Kimmel last night?
Oh, I did
No, but they recently announced it going back on hiatus.
Is that right?
No!
Yeah, because Brandon Flowers is doing a solo record, and the drummer wants to do a solo record. The bass player's
They were on Jimmy Kimmel last night, so you may have had your last opportunity to...
Oh, Steve!
I texted Mitch. She watched it.
Oh, man.
Why would you text her?
Because
I guess Kelly's a big fan.
Not nearly as big.
Okay, so anyway.
I'm the biggest fan.
I texted you about basketball last night.
I know.
You
we
didn't
put
text
it on.
Me anything.
We watched. Let's see.
Jimmy Kimmel.
42.
Same.
Did
46.
Oh.
We both said 42 at the same time.
Yeah, both said the wrong answer at the same time. That's
so
amazing.
We did it together.
That is amazing.
We failed together, okay?
Friendship.
All right. So from Sex and the City, The Good Wife, and...
Julianne Margulies?
Law and Order?
Who else was in? Okay, let's see. Who's in The Good Wife that was
This is not
in...
SVU.
No, it's Law and Order.
I love SVU.
Who else from The Good
Chris
Wife?
Chris Noth. Celebrating a birthday today.
Of course. I'm dumb. He plays, he was the guy that was dating Sarah Jessica Parker. I've never seen that
the
stupid
horse?
Show. But he was in
Law and Order.
Husband.
He's like the main partner dude in the.
He's the husband of the Good Wife.
Okay.
He's a really good actor.
I don't know. 53.
56.
59.
Oh no!
I gotta let this finish.
I like that actor, Chris Noth. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really good on.
He
the
was
good
actually
Wife.
In Castaway as well. He played the dentist.
Cool. I've
Who
never seen it.
Wilson.
What? That was a volleyball. I know that from all the
incredible
Saturday Night
actor.
Live skits.
Incredible actor.
Never, ever seen that movie.
Just incredible. They used motion capture so they could do all the emotions. Emotion capture.
That was Andy Serkis. He also played Gollum.
And Caesar.
Eyes of the Planet.
just in time. Head down the
play the janitor on Scrubs.
The funny guy.
He's also on
funny.
In the middle. He's
No, he's funny. What's his name?
Neil Flynn.
Dude, he is hilarious.
He is funny. Okay, 45.
I'm trying to wait. I just want to hear the I'm No Superman part.
There you go.
I'm No Superman.
This show.
One
of the funniest shows of all time. Okay, what did you say? 50 what?
I said 45.
Oh. I'm going to say 50.
53.
Oh, I was almost 10 years
Okay,
old.
So this next guy is a writer, director, producer.
Okay.
All right. Of such hits as. Dick Van Dyke Show.
Woo!
Or. The Odd Couple. Or.
Happy Days.
Wow.
Or.
What?
One, two, three. Wow.
Yeah.
Laverne and Shirley.
Come on.
He was a writer, director, and producer?
In various, you know, different roles, different shows, but had a high impact.
Did he act in any of these?
He may have shown up. He does show up as an actor on some things rarely. But Gary Marshall, celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Gary Marshall.
Would that be brother of?
Of Penny? I think maybe.
Okay.
It's either brother or dad.
Or dad, yeah.
68.
But, some kind of relative of Penny Marshall.
Probably old.
Penny Marshall.
81.
Penny Marshall, remember, was on The Odd Couple.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm changing mine. 74.
I said 81.
Let's see here. Gary Marshall, 79.
Ah!
2 years.
Yep. All right. Here you go.
Dos years.
Oh, Matt Groening. Nancy Cartwright.
From Criminal Minds, and it was Fat Tony.
Fat Tony?
On The Simpsons.
Anthony Powell.
I don't know.
Tony Mac.
I don't know.
He's,
I don't
he was
know.
In
Joe?
He was in Godfather 3.
I'm not
What is his name?
I'm not a mobster.
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
I knew that.
I'm not a mobster. I am a lobster. Somebody get me a lobster costume.
Joe's celebrating a birthday.
He is.
After Mandy left Criminal Minds, he took over.
Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah.
Our good friend Tim Skipper texted us last night after we were asleep.
Tim!
Speaking of Mandy Patinkin, watching Mandy's latest show.
Mandy Patinkin. Hey, Mandy Patinkin, what's up, girl?
He is 53.
54.
66.
Wow.
Or 66.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
No bigs.
Okay.
No bigs.
All right. This is this one I'll appreciate.
Phantom of Opera.
Gerard Butler,
hey! Celebrating a birthday.
There's so many other things you could have picked.
Yeah, but this is like Nancy's favorite movie of all time.
Nancy's so. My friend. I'll give you this one.
Like Les Mis. I don't know. It's between this and Les Mis.
Oh, that's right. She saw Les Mis more times at the movie theater, huh?
Maybe.
300 he was in.
He was also
in Gerard Butler. You know Gerard Butler sings?
No.
Yeah. Hang in there.
He's also been in some romantic comedies.
Yeah.
He was also best friend of Christian Bale in a little movie called Reign of Fire that was freaking amazing.
Is that the dragon movie?
Yes.
Never watched it.
What? It's one of my favorite movies.
No.
We're watching
I'm not
it.
Watching it.
Yes,
not,
we are.
Here,
Matthew McConaughey is.
Here's what's
fun,
a little creepy.
Man.
Okay, he was the Phantom in the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
And the gal who played Christine was 16.
Whoa! Is that like his love interest or something?
Yeah, that ain't legal now. You can't do that.
There he is. Gerard Butler.
He's got a beautiful voice.
This is really Gerard Butler?
Yeah, he sang in P.S. I Love You as well.
Huh. Steve, you better not have seen that movie.
Of course I watched that movie. I've been married for over 20 years.
I've seen just about... I haven't seen that one.
Pick your battles,
Mateo. I've seen
just about
every other rom-com that Gerard Butler's been in.
Ah! I've seen it too. I'm just joshing you.
Did you cry?
Oh, yeah. You did see it? I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I saw it.
I had to see The Ugly Truth. I had to see the one with Jennifer Aniston.
I cry in every movie, Stever.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it's about. I cried in Inconvenient Truth.
Gerard Butler is celebrating a birthday today. He also was in Olympus Has Fallen, by the way.
Nice. And 300.
That just hit the flicks.
The flicks. The net flicks.
Yeah. Okay.
46.
44.
He's 44.
Yeah!
I guess they're right, because my body looks just like his did at 300! Look at these abs! I got this.
No, it doesn't. No.
Okay. Yeah. We are to dates.
Oh, yes.
On this date, in what year, Warner Brothers released The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
what?
Snap.
What?
Okay. On the big wait. Yeah. On the big screen, 59 years after its original release.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Oh, wait. So on the big screen, this is when it was on. Dang it. Now I'm thrown off because they just had the,
I think,
70th anniversary on Blu-ray, right? It was 70th?
50 years after its release.
On the 59.
Big screen, 59.
What?
Okay.
Wait, 50?
I'm too confused.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judy Garland.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. Yeah.
Liza's mom. Mm.
So wait. This was when it was released on the big screen?
No, listen. Huh? On this date in what year Warner Brothers released The Wizard of Oz on the big screen 59 years after its original release?
They re-released it.
So if you know what year it was released, add 59 years.
Okay, so
2000.
I believe it was released in, let's see.
No, that can't be right. No, 19, no.
No,
yes.
That's about right. 59 years, so I'll say 2002.
1998.
Dang it!
1939, the original release.
1939, I was off.
In color.
In color.
Imagine that.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it one of the first big color releases?
Yeah. On this date in what year Chicago Bears cornerback Nathan Basher returned a missed field goal 108 yards against the San Francisco 49ers. The longest play in NFL history.
Wow. What a play.
1993. 2001.
2005.
Ah!
All right.
I guess 93 because that was the year Jurassic
Seems
Park
like there's something
out.
Technological almost every day.
Yeah.
On this date in what year? The World Wide Web first began.
89.
78. 90.
Ah!
Nicely done.
What was the web they had before the web?
Internet. It's just internet, I guess. I don't know.
Internets.
Okay, so on this date in what year, nuclear activist Karen Silkwood was killed in a car crash while she was traveling to an interview with New York Times reporter David Burnham.
Sounds like a conspiracy to me, Stever.
It could have been.
I guess I've figured it out.
This music.
Oh, man.
This music sounds 80s, so I'm going to say 87. Because I don't know at all.
Best rock and roll voice ever.
Nuclear activist.
This isn't Roger Daltrey.
No, it's. It's Paul. Paul, what's his name? From Bad Company, and this is The Firm.
Ah, I say 84.
What did Steve-O say?
87.
Oh, 1974.
Okay. Dang, I was 10 years off.
Yeah.
All right.
Some good math.
Today.
That was Blink.
This is another band that we love who we're going to be seeing tomorrow.
Oh, is Reliant K?
Yes, yeah. It is, because today is a very special day.
It's Sadie Hawkins Day.
Yeah, it is! Oh, it's Sadie Hawkins Day!
I feel sorry for them. I know. I bet Matt Hoops and Matt Thiessen are like, man, we gotta play that song tonight.
Which sucks because they'll be here tomorrow, and you know they won't be playing.
No, they'll play it. They usually play it in a medley, like they just play a clip of it.
So today's Sadie Hawkins Day, and actually, it's not a lot of different days today. Today is World Kindness Day.
Oh, we gotta be kind to the world.
I'm kind to the world every day because I get up in the morning.
That is all.
What?
Don't let me forget tomorrow. We have a staff birthday tomorrow.
Ooh! All right. We got- got a great show for you today. Comics Corner and some great books that came out this week. We'll discuss that.
Also, I love you guys.
Crazy casting rumors on upcoming superhero films and television shows.
We're also going to talk a little bit about how Temple Run is being turned into a movie. Ghost is being turned into a TV show. And Zac Efron broke his jaw in a fall.
And how the world's tallest building is cheating.
And we're going to talk about internet. What does it mean to you? Is it out to get you? We'll decide.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. I'm excited to come up. We're going to be talking about this tallest building in the USA. If you know the story, get those dialing fingers ready. 505-338-3700. We're going to talk about this. Chicago and the good old NYC battling it out, duking it out. Looks like the battle's over. One has been championed victorious.
Oh, snap.
We got to talk about this. Battle. But first, we got to take a quick look at traffic.
Why not?
Traffic.
Hey, let's go.
Deep sigh.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing going on.
Oh, okay.
And that's good. Except for the construction at I-25 in Paseo, where they are building the brand new interchange that will change the course of history as we know it. You will be able to use it for time travel. Internet speeds will be faster on the new interchange. There's going to be an In-N-Out Burger. There's going to be an H&M. It's pretty much going to revolutionize Albuquerque. So get ready. All of that was a lie. But there's no bad traffic going on right now, so be careful out there. That is the truth.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Asuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. All right. Mateo, are you key in on what's happening with this building situation?
Nope.
All right. Have you ever been to the Sears Tower? Well,
yep.
It's not called the Sears Tower anymore. It's the Willis Tower.
I've been there. What you talk about, Willis?
Yeah, that's what they want to know right now because New York City, their one World Trade Center, has taken away the honor of being the world's tallest building.
What?
But that does not come without controversy.
Not the world's tallest building.
I mean,
the U.S., because the world's tallest building is in, like...
Sorry, the United
States.
It's
in Dubai.
You're right. United States. My bad. It's just the USA.
Play this again.
It's just the USA. World's tallest building in the USA.
Oh!
But here's the thing. Technically, the building...
Yeah?
...isn't as tall as the Sears Tower.
Whoa.
Okay, here's the thing.
No. How can it be the tallest building if it's not as tall?
Exactly! I was watching this news story develop yesterday, and it was like, really, man? Okay, so the NYC One World Trade Center, it's standing at 1,776 feet, which is significantly taller than the 1,451-foot building in Chicago known as Willis Tower, formerly Sears Tower.
Mm.
But here's the thing.
What is it?
The final height total... They were, like, going back and forth on it. It depended on whether or not the 408-foot spire that's basically, like, the satellite little tower up top, it was whether or not that would count. That's 408 feet worth of tower, right? That's just tower. That's just a little antenna on the top of the building.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning, the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat, that's not made up. The CTBUH, the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat.
I'm glad we have one. We
determined,
needed a
council. Yes, obviously, this was all over the news yesterday, determined that the antenna on top, the tower on top, counted.
Okay.
and they ruled in New York's favor. So,
well, there you go.
Their height of the building is actually only 1,368 feet, which was the same height as the World Trade Center towers, the original ones. Now, this 408-foot spire, they say, is symbolic. It's a monument to those who perished that day. The final total height, 1776, refers to the year, obviously, of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So it's this tower that is very, you know, hey, this is our patriotic building.
Yeah.
And so it's got to be the tallest building in America. But, of course, the Willis Tower is not, you know.
Willis, what's up?
Not stoked on this. What do you think, man? Is this dumb or is this? Because yesterday I'm watching this article and it's like, well, obviously it's got to be because this is in honor. Everything they did was for a purpose. But it's like, is that cheating?
You're saying, should that count? Should the spire count?
They put like a steeple, basically, on the very top of it.
Well, this is what it says. A building's architectural height may include spires, but not antennas, flagpoles, or signage. According to the Council of Tall Buildings criteria.
I can't believe that's a real...
Look at this one.
Like, who aspired to do that?
Oh, big. Huh? Huh? Big. What do you guys think? Which one's the tallest building? Is it Sears Tower or is it One World Trade Center? One Saturday morning.
505-338-3700. If you've seen this news story, I was watching yesterday and they were talking about it and there were like the building inspector people there and they were going over everything so that they could be like this official announcement that it's the tallest building in the United States. But I don't know, man. It just seems like an antenna on top. Like, hey, man, you build, like, remember when you were kids and I did this with my brother all the time. We'd build Lego sets to see who could build a taller Lego set. And if my brother built a taller Lego set, then you would just grab one of those little antenna stick things and stick it on top. Now my Lego set's taller. It seems like the same thing is happening.
It's definitely
with
a
this
contest.
Building. Yeah. It is such a contest, and it wasted like an hour of news story.
Whatever. You know what? In our culture, in the United States, we're just constant. We have 24-hour news channels.
Yeah, it's true.
So they're just looking for news. They're like, what? Somebody fell down? Were they famous? Oh, that's news. Wait, they can't decide which building's tallest? Oh, that's news.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a giant typhoon in the Philippines? That doesn't matter. Miley smoked a joint on an awards show. That's news.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I think about it?
What?
I think it's a tall building, and in the end, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because it's a tall building.
There you go.
That's how I feel.
We'll post a photo or an article or
will
something.
Will I go to the top of it? Probably not.
Absolutely not.
It's not the height. I would love to go up there and see the world. It's just, it probably costs like $24 to do it.
Oh, it's not the height? Oh, dude, I was watching the news yesterday, and they were showing the construction people putting the spire up top, and they were showing different camera angles, and you could see over the side, like, where they were on this crane, and I thought I was going to pass out watching the news.
Up.
Yes.
You almost just threw up.
Oh.
He threw up.
Can't do it. Static!
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning!
Honestly, I have no opinion about tall buildings.
Yeah. Amen.
However...
It's cheating, though!
However, I would like to say the event at your skate park last night was awesome.
Yay! Blackout!
And I want to give a shout out to my friend Richie, who did the lights and music.
So. Boom! There you go, Richie.
It was fantastic.
What? There you go.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Later.
Yeah, last night was the blackout.
That's it. A few months.
We talked to Caleb yesterday.
That's it for the skate park for a few months.
Sorry.
So yeah.
Look at that kid walking outside. How is he just wearing a t-shirt?
Because he's about to go to school. That's just
it's
how he
does.
Who cares? By the way, you should definitely bundle up today. A cold front swept through. And man.
Where I'm from, we call that cold guy. It's so funny to me how you always see the cold guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because these are the guys that it's freezing outside. Everybody knows that. You look around, everybody's got on winter coats and scarves. And then you got that. You keep looking and you pan over and there's that one dude.
Am I that guy since I ordered the iced Americano?
No.
Okay.
You've got on a jacket.
I ordered this morning from Sopo. I got an iced Americano, and everybody's like, Steve-o.
No, but anyway.
It is cold outside.
You look over, and there's the one guy who is in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And his nipples are just cutting diamonds. So it's like, come on, dude. We know you're cold. Everybody's cold. Just put on a jacket.
Put on a jacket. You're not fooling anybody. If you're that guy, I need to know what's up. Why is
Static.
This going on?
Hey, this is Security John.
Security John. Security John. Did you hear what happened yesterday?
About what again?
On New Music Tuesday, I played Beautiful Eulogy for you.
Oh,
oh man. You know what? Actually, the other guy I work with was driving that day, so I didn't get to hear it.
Well, don't worry. It's going into rotation because everybody
liked
it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah.
But you know, I am the cold guy.
You're the cold
guy?
Don't
worry.
Yeah,
yesterday I was walking around and this guy goes, aren't you free? I was in a t-shirt and I didn't have a jacket on. I just didn't know what to dress for the weather because I thought it was going to get warmer. But the guy goes, aren't you freezing? I'm like, no, I'm kind of climatized. I was in the military. I've been below zero weather, sleeping in below zero weather.
That's different.
That's it. I think that's it because Stever is that guy. He's a cold guy.
John just told us. He said, I didn't know. I wasn't thinking about it, so I just walked out. But you can tell there's a difference when you look over and there's some dude and he's like, no, I'm wearing shorts today no matter what. I don't care if my legs fall off. I also wanted to say something else.
Whose birthday was it for the high school musical?
Oh, I have no idea.
We don't know.
You know what? That's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. My girlfriend took me to take it. She took me to go see it at her cousin's house. I said, "Don't ever do that to me again."
Amen.
Wait, go
you
to
know,
her cousin's
be playing
house.
That on repeat in hell for eternity.
Wow, that's a
that's how bad the movie is.
Yep.
Okay.
You wonder if in hell Security the cold John. Guy is going to have to wear tons of clothes.
Yeah. But that's the movie they're going to be playing on repeat endlessly to like torture people with.
Wow.
Terrible.
Wow.
Thanks for calling us, Security John.
Thanks, Security John.
That's our boy.
How did that get so out of hand so quickly?
It's not out of hand. Think about it. Cold guy.
Yeah,
why,
it's cold.
Why is
no,
cold
I know.
Guy?
Cold guy. Well, Ryman's cold guy, I think, because he lived in Alaska. And so every time
well,
I
totally
show up,
sense.
I'm like freezing. You know, I'm like, dude, it is cold outside. Eh, it's not that bad.
But I'm talking about
I
people.
I grew up in this weather and we wore shorts to school.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, okay.
I had to walk uphill both ways.
That's Stever. That's Stever. He's got those stories.
No!
Yeah. He's cold guy. So
cold guy.
I am wearing a jacket, a hoodie underneath, and then a t-shirt.
There's always extremes. There's also warm guy. You know, like you're in a band and it's blazing. You're in Texas. You're in Texas. It's the middle of summertime. It's over 100 degrees, 100% humidity. You pull up to the venue and then the other band pulls up and one guy gets out of the van and he just wears a hoodie all day long.
Well, okay.
And you're like, what is your life?
Here's why.
What are you doing?
Here's why. Here, I'm probably that guy.
Why?
I believe I'm that guy.
What happened?
Because, you know, me and Joey went on the road trip to go see Nin.
Yeah.
And that dude, and you're the same way. Right. You and Joey have the same problem where it could be 12 below outside.
Air conditioner.
And the air conditioner is always on.
I love the air conditioner.
Ah! Mm. And so I, you know, it was like really hot weather. Like in El Paso, it was like 15 degrees warmer than it was here in Albuquerque.
Nice.
So it was really warm. And when I left here, I was wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
And then all the way down there, I was wearing a hoodie because Joey's blasting the AC. And we get there and it's really warm.
No.
But I'm still like numb from the AC, so it could be that everybody else in the band just cranks the AC and that poor dude's just skinny.
No,
and
look,
so it goes straight to his bones.
I don't want to know the truth. I just want to have my assumptions. That's what I want. I want to be able to look at these people and say, no, that guy's worse than me because
amazing.
Now I'm better than them.
Static.
Hey, what's up?
What up?
Carl from Cruises. I would like to start off by saying, I am the warm guy.
You're warm guy?
My family cannot, like the way I like it to be warmer than normal than colder than normal. So when I'm in my car or anything like that, my heater is almost always on. Like,
no,
blazing
warm guy!
Hot outside.
No, that, oh.
Turn that thing off!
You can, dude. It's comfortable, man.
You just want to fall asleep all the time. That's
I don't do cold weather.
You just want to fall asleep. You want to curl up and be warm and comfortable and then fall asleep and wake up.
Maybe
and be
that's
like,
why I'm tired all day long.
There,
yeah,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
why.
That really is. Doesn't keep me sharp. There you go.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, man. Oh, amazing. I promise we'll get to real stuff.
No,
coming
we
up,
won't.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Yep.
That's going to be good. Right now, some leagues for you. Woo! Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Analysis.
Good morning.
Science. Chemicals. Statistics.
Yes.
Sandwiches.
Speaking of statistics.
Yes.
Statistics have shown now that we have the most attractive morning show.
Oh.
Thanks to you.
Because our abs look like Gerard Butler's in 300s. Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome, everybody.
I think this is the reason why you're here now, buddy.
It's my accent.
I knew there was a good reason.
The southern accent was voted it's the best one.
Apparently, it's the most attractive accent. Mm. At least according to a survey. And surveys, you know.
They did only survey me. I should probably say that.
It was only, they only surveyed people in the state of Mississippi. However,
southern. That's loud.
Yeah. This was according to a survey by a dating website, actually, Cupid.com.
If there's anybody you can trust, it's a dating website.
36.5% of respondents voted the southern accent the most attractive.
Southern.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
45% of it was coming from males.
There you go.
28% from females.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it was more males found it attractive than females.
Great.
Number two on the list of most attractive accents, which is weird.
What?
New York.
New York. Hey. So your brother Scotty.
My brother Scotty. He's going
to
beat you up.
No, yeah, I don't want him to.
I'm pretty sure he is.
I can't help it. The people voted.
Yeah, 16.5% said New York. That's 10% males. This was more females, actually.
10%
thought the New
males.
York. Thought the New York accent. You think that's because of, like,
New York.
No,
because
New Jersey's on the list. I was going to say, like, Jersey,
Jersey
Shore. Like, I don't understand.
Hey,
like,
I'm from Jersey. Hey, Vinny. Vinny, it's me. I've been living down by the docks.
Here's a weird one. Number three, I don't know if I understand. Western?
That's the accent. That's you guys.
What?
Western.
Western?
Like California. I call it accent. There's there's nothing. It's just...
That's John Foreman.
People talking.
That's the way John
talks.
Oh,
no, that's Surfer. It's like, it's the sound. Welcome to the tension of reality. You're like, what? What are you saying? I think he said hello. Say hello back. Hey, John. I love your band. You were meant to live.
I
just want
like
to get
that.
Coffee, John. John, just let me get coffee. No. I dare you to move. I dare you to shut up. I'm sorry. I love Switchfoot. I got to hang out with What's-His-Face, and it was great. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Switchfoot. My bad.
John does not talk Waverly like
Waverly wanted
at
to
all.
Be Switchfoot, and we never were!
So the Western accent came in third. I just don't...
Hey,
I don't get it.
Well, what about, like, Midwest?
Would that be, like, my bro accent?
Maybe.
It's just like a chill...
Yeah, hey.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's a Western. That's not, I don't know.
What about Midwestern?
That's not an accent, though. That's just how, like.
Laxent. That's what I'm telling you.
All right. Midwestern came in seventh.
That is dude from that thing you do.
3%.
Man, and a really nice campers asking us to come out there and we're going to do it.
3% of females found it attractive. 3%. So, yeah.
3% of females?
Yeah, 3%. That's it. That was tied in last place, the Midwestern, with Mid-Atlantic.
Is that... What about Boston?
Boston?
Bah!
That'd be New England, right?
That's who Conan O'Brien was making fun of.
That came in fourth.
He said Boston came in right under Screeching Goats or something like that.
That actually came in, that came in fourth, 13% of females. But yes. Least attractive accent, Mid-Atlantic, possessed by people in states like Pennsylvania, Delaware, came in dead last.
The only reason girls think the Boston accent is attractive is because of Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Matt Damon!
I saw Good Will Hunting. So attractive. Static!
Hey, this is Security John one more time.
Hey, Security John.
Hey, have you ever heard this? Have you ever heard like the South Valley or like the New Mexican accent?
Yeah, that didn't even like make the list.
That didn't even make the list. You know, they say, like, I'm going to eat, like, an egg sandwich, and I'm going to have a glass of milk with some donuts.
It's not attractive.
Gross.
Not even on the list.
That doesn't even sound like English.
So they say Mid-Atlantic and Midwestern were tied for dead last on the list of attractive accents. This one didn't even make the list, therefore, 0%.
The Burkeno accent didn't make the list at all, huh?
No.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, it's not very attractive, I don't think.
So, yeah, Southern was definitely, like, number one, leaps and bounds above everything else. So,
that's so irritating. The Southern accent is so irritating.
Oh, man, don't worry about it, man. That's fine. That's fine.
Thanks for the call, Security John. Yeah, no bigs. Good job, you.
The
good
funny,
job,
the
your
funny
parents
thing
being,
is, like,
making you being born there.
I can't. I really don't know when I'm mine's gone away a little bit.
It really has.
When you met me, it was like, hey, man.
Yeah, it's like, hey, did anybody, can I get a Matt to English translator?
Matt.
Yeah. Matt. My son Luke, when he was little, he thought you were hilarious, but not because you were actually funny, but because of your voice. And so he had a Matt.
Matt.
He had a Matt impression Matt. He would do when he was
Matt.
A little kid.
Hey, I'm Matt. Matt. Now he's my friend. Hey,
now he's your friend, and now, and yeah, so it's kind of toned down a little bit.
He's my
like
friend.
Your accent's toned down a little bit.
I think it was moving to Nashville.
Every time we talk to one of your sisters, I'm reminded of your accent.
Or Coon.
Because
when you talk to Coon on the phone, he's like, hey, man, I just. Well, the funny thing was the guy that was in High Flight, our friend Scotty, we miss you, Scotty. his accent, us being from Mississippi, when we met High Flight Society, back in 2006 or 5,
mm-hmm.
man.
You were like, man, that guy sounds crazy,
we're like, man. That dude's accent's bad. But he was like, Scotty's like, well, I reckon we just gonna go out
he's
there.
Got the, like the John Wayne or what?
We,
like
no,
the
it's
slow
like
southern
slow,
drawl.
Slow, though, like slow motion. He was like, well, I guess there ain't much you can do about it if you think about it.
He sounds like a southern Droopy the dog.
He kind of was. He go, man, I don't know, man, what's going to happen with our band, man? We already been at it for like 5 years, and I don't know. We're like, are you making fun of us? We really thought he was making fun of us.
I honestly think it comes down to actors who have these accents. Every single one of them, I can pinpoint actors that have them. Yeah, Static.
They forgot the most attractive accent of all. The Arnold. No! Nothing is greater than this. I don't understand it. What are they crazy? Come on!
Are you okay?
I am always okay. Are you okay? I need you, Matt. How are you today?
What just happened?
He turned into Grover.
Grover? Sesame? Is this fun?
You
this ain't
day,
Sesame? I think he died.
Wow. Arnold's gone.
Bye, Arnold.
It was like this amazing mix of Arnold and then all of a sudden Grover and Yoda. Yeah. Southern accent voted the most attractive according to a dating website. 36.5% of people said, yes, the Southern, i.e. Matthew McConaughey. I'm serious. I'm willing to bet people just like...
i.e. Mateo.
Number two is New York. Who's got a New York accent?
Scotty.
What would that be? Like, see, I feel like Scotty's a mix between New York, New England, and New Jersey. Like, all
New
mixed
York.
Together.
Okay, we met this dude. He was our producer's manager. His name was Lenny from New York. And we went to eat with him at a meatball place in New York. It was the new... And that's the most New York person I've ever met in my life.
Like Sylvester Stallone style?
Every other word was the F word, and it was all New York.
Yeah,
it was
and you're like,
it was like, yeah, and then I was a beep.
Yeah.
And then we was just going down at it, you know, and it's beep, beep, beep. And we were just sitting there like, this man is awesome. He has no idea.
I am watching Die Hard live.
We're like, he has no idea what he's saying. What? he just lost his train of thought, and now he's on a different train. He's on the F train. Now he's on the A. He's in the subway system. You're welcome. That was a layered joke. I put it together just then. Everybody laugh.
We got to take a quick break coming up. Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. We also will be doing Comics Corner.
That's right.
It is Wednesday, and it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No sleep till Brooklyn.
Good morning.
Hey.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Does it ever make you worried when people just run by the window?
Nah.
Some guy just ran by the window. At least he was wearing a jacket.
If there was like a mob of people, maybe, you know, and they're all running
like
the same direction, you're like, oh no.
Hey, did you know this about George Washington?
What?
He was our first president.
I did know that.
He was a general in the Revolutionary War.
Why are we? We're getting more and more like weird spam.
Oh gosh, listen to this.
Oh, that's from the homeschool heartbeat.
Yeah. He chopped down a cherry tree. Wait, isn't that... Okay.
I thought that was false.
No, that's just an urban legend.
Yeah.
He had wooden teeth. He's on a $1 bill. He was homeschooled. All right, homeschool. You just made me not trust you with this cherry tree bit. So now I don't trust you anymore. As if I did in the first place.
It is Wednesday. Coming up here in just a few, we're going to be talking with Teresa from Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this story, and I couldn't help but giggle because I think I've been here.
Yeah.
So you're just going to have to wait before you judge me.
No.
It's already done.
Police in Sweden were called to an apartment.
Sweden?
After neighbors complained of hearing loud banging noises and crying in early morning of the hour.
Yeah.
They believed it was a domestic disturbance.
What you gonna do?
But when they arrived, the detectives discovered a young couple trying to assemble IKEA furniture.
There you go. That's all you need.
This is amazing.
They couldn't put it together.
Unfortunately, the couple's newborn was awoken by the banging made from assembling said furniture.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. So the baby was crying, and the police were called. I hate
IKEA.
I shouldn't say hate IKEA. I don't hate IKEA because it's a strong word. It's such a strong word.
What is this mob of
people?
I
very much so
people?
Dislike. Anytime we go to a city where there is one of these stores, if you don't know what it is, it's like the Swedish like do-it-yourself store. I understand this couple's frustration and ire. I think it's hilarious that the police were called by neighbors because they thought there was a domestic disturbance. Turns out they were just trying to put together said furniture.
That's wonderful.
Man, anytime we go, because when we go anywhere, I don't care where, Dallas, Phoenix, one time we were in, I think, California, and sure enough, had to go to the IKEA. Gosh.
Well, the bummer thing about IKEA is... like, if you're a young couple,
yeah,
you know, and the furniture is cool but affordable,
right?
You know, it's going to fall apart.
Of course it is. But oh, it's going to be terrible.
The bummer thing is those things, they're not, like, they're so spread out.
Yeah.
It's like Atlanta.
Yeah.
New York City.
Yeah, so inevitably, all I keep thinking about is every time we go to a city where there is one, my wife wants to go to one, and she'll just, hey, all right, okay, that looks like a nice table.
I'm floating.
What do you think about this couch?
I'm floating.
What about these this desk and drawers? What do you think?
I'm floating.
What about this? Oh, look at this dresser drawer. Hey, guys, let's take care of that. Hey, let's get this too.
Why don't we get this whole couch?
And the whole time, I'm just walking behind her, kind of dragging, and I'm like, that'll take me about 2 hours. All right, there's another. Okay, so we're up to 3.5 hours of building for me. All right. And inevitably, by the end, it's like, cool, 7 hours of building stupid random furniture.
That's going to blow up.
So I don't like that place because the whole time I'm just calculating in my mind how much time it's going to take me to build everything.
I understand.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Apparently, neither was this couple because, as they found out, the instructions never come in English because I think it's Swedish.
Oh.
Right? Isn't it like a Swedish?
I don't know. Yeah.
They sell Swedish meatballs there, so it's got to be.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, like that's the reason to go. They have a cafeteria?
Yeah, you have not.
I've never been in one.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah.
I haven't.
It's like, okay, think like, I can't even tell you a building because there's not a building big enough, which is why they'll never have one here because you have to have like 2 million people in your population before they'll build one in your city.
You must have 2 million before we build.
It's the
building.
Largest city. It's like a factory, and you're walking around, and everything's put together, and you're like, "Oh, this would be so cute. Look at this, and look, it's like a third of the cost of but you have to build everything.
Okay,
and the instructions do not come in English.
I think me and Dave put together something that was IKEA or equivalent.
Okay,
but there was a group in Nashville. What you could do is you could order stuff from IKEA. And they would go pick it up in Atlanta and bring it to you, and they would build it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because when I first moved to Nashville, I was looking for a part-time job, and I almost did that. Because it was like, there's instructions, right? This is easy. And then, thankfully, we kept on like being on tour, so I could never get that job.
Yeah.
Because that would have been horrible.
Oh,
people would have been calling the police on me.
Well, yeah.
And not because a baby was crying, it's because I would have been crying, going, why can't I put this together? I'm not really a man. I'm just a little boy who can shave. Quote Mark Driscoll.
If you're just joining us, police in Sweden were called to an apartment after neighbors complained of hearing loud banging noises and crying in the early hours of the morning. They believed it was a domestic disturbance. When they arrived, they discovered a young couple just trying to assemble some IKEA furniture.
Is she going to show up?
That's about right.
We don't know.
No clue.
No clue.
Coming up at...
we might have a visitor.
Yeah, maybe. 9 o'clock, we're going to have Shock Therapy Not Live.
Not Live.
Best of.
Some people going to get upset.
It's a Mitch pick.
Mitch pick.
So, good times to be had by all.
We'll have Comics Corner eventually.
Yep.
Depending on our guest.
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
I'm upset.
I'm sorry.
I'm upset! Not only because our guest is not here, and so we're just going to have to move on.
I hope she's okay.
But the horn broke. My little...
I know.
It broke. User error. That's me. Anyway, let's take a look at traffic. Guys, we have an accident. I-40 East at 4th Street, exit 159A. This occurred at 7:35, so about an hour ago, and it is getting very congested around that accident, so be careful. If you're going 40 westbound, it's getting congested there before you get to I-25. There's also a lot of congestion. This is Paseo, right?
Yep.
A lot of congestion on Paseo where it meets Coors.
Eastbound.
We got an accident at the right lane, El Pueblo, at 2nd.
Oh, man.
We also had the road construction at I-25 and
San Mateo.
So be careful around Jefferson, right there around 25.
All right.
That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We have been waiting. Man, we have been saving it.
We can wait.
We are ready. Yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Greatest segment of the week.
I'll do it.
It's time.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them, because they're really, really, really cool, and I really need them, and I get them every Wednesday, and when we can read them, and
I'm
ready.
Comics Corner!
Just do it, nerd.
Just do it.
We totally didn't scream Comics Corner.
Comics Corner! I missed it, too. I was off beat. I missed the cue.
Sorry.
Can we do it again?
No! Welcome to Comics Corner. Shout out to Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast.
We love you, Mike.
AstroZombies.com. Mike, the owner of Astro's, a supporter of Static.
Mike, when I look
just
at you,
an all-around good guy.
I think of Celine Dion because I love you so much.
As I said, AstroZombies.com.
Yeah.
It's Comics Corner. It's time.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's talk about it.
Where you want to start? You want to start with the actual comics? We got a lot of comics releasing
this
week.
We got a lot
week.
Of stuff going on. Let's start with that. You go first.
All right. X-Men finally, after months, ended their crazy crossover, getting you to buy all 7 X-Men books.
We can't be spoilerific.
If you're an X-Men fan, today releasing X-Men Gold number 1. It is a $6 comic.
Watch out.
It's ridiculous. Comics are normally like $2.99. This is featuring Chris Claremont.
In my day, comics was a quarter. And you could get a whole dress for a nickel at the nickel and dime. I didn't buy no dress. What'd you say that for?
Here's the thing.
I didn't buy no dress.
When I was a kid, they really were a buck. And the funny thing about that is, if they wanted to pay homage because it's the 50th anniversary of X-Men,
they would
really
price
they were
it
like a quarter. Yes, please.
Price
Let's
it.
Pay homage and charge a quarter.
That would be awesome.
It's the 50th anniversary. There's a new X-Men Gold issue number 1 that came out today, and it's from the people who helped create, who helped keep X-Men going.
Chris Claremont,
one of the greatest. He did this giant run in the 80s and 90s with the X-Men that made them.
Okay, didn't he write Days of Future Past?
Yes. And
okay, so the new movie is based on an arc that he did back in the day.
Yeah, and he was a big reason that he made Wolverine huge.
He made the X-Men.
He made
Colossus.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler.
He made some incredible characters, and so he came back, actually, for this X-Men Gold number 1. It's a huge, it's a giant size issue. Lots of different artists and lots of different writers.
$6.
Yeah, a bunch of old X-Men writers and creators of different characters are back, and they're just telling epic standalone stories.
I should have bought that for you.
So
I'm super rich.
It's okay.
I have so much money right now.
That's going on
in my mind.
It's like a standalone thing, and you know, whatever. So that's kind of cool. But in the normal X-Men universe, they moved on after the last giant crossover event, and you got your first peek at what is coming with all new X-Men issue 18 that's releasing today. The all new X-Men from the past are here to stay, and so they kind of got a makeover. I don't want to, no spoilers, they got a makeover. They have joined a different team after the fallout of the last issue, and so big changes happening. We're seeing that, and I'm actually excited once again for X-Men, because their first
that's
second
cool.
I was just bored.
bold.
So
I was just
X-Men
bold.
Fans, good news. Yeah, some great X books coming out today. All new X-Men 18 and then X-Men Gold number 1. So
I want to talk about Ultimate.
Yeah.
I read Ultimate Comics Cataclysm Spider-Man.
That's not confusing.
Cataclysm is
Ultimate
the event.
Comics.
Ultimate Comics Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Because right now the rumor is that the Ultimate Universe is getting eaten by Galactus from the 616. 616
yeah.
is the regular Marvel Universe.
For those,
we're
yeah,
talking about parallel universes.
For those who don't read comics and who, you know, kind of dig the movies, there's the normal, like, quote-unquote universe where Peter Parker and everybody, all the normal
yeah.
characters are. This is a completely different world, you know, different universe.
A lot of the movies are based on the Ultimate
yeah.
concept.
This Spider-Man, Miles Morales, when he first came about, it was a controversy because...
Yes.
He's half Hispanic, half black,
yep.
and people were like, come on.
Hey,
and
come on, man.
They killed Peter Parker, and then they brought this little kid in who's like 12, and it was like this rehash, and people didn't like it, and they felt like it was like this PC, oh, we're going to have to make this like
forced.
Yeah, forced character who has in turn become one of the most
He's
popular characters
yeah.
in all of
in
the
fact,
Marvel comics.
When they announced that they were probably going to be doing away with the Ultimate Universe,
I
the
freaked.
One thing that most people said was, as long as they keep Miles.
Yeah. I think he's one of my absolute favorite characters. He's totally different because we're both crazy Spider-Man fans.
I love Spider-Man so much.
This is about to happen. The universe is about to be destroyed.
Do you love Spider-Man so much? I'm sorry.
You're everywhere.
Do you love
You're everywhere this morning.
No, here's the thing, though. We were talking about this yesterday. If they keep Miles in the 616, remember now, 616 is the abbreviation for the regular Marvel
yeah,
Comics
universe. That's
the
normal Marvel universe.
We are talking about comic books, if you just tuned in, and it's real nerdy right
Welcome
now.
Welcome to Comics Corner.
If you can't smell that, what that is that's nerd. So calm down. Anyway, if they keep Miles in the 616, what
yeah.
that means, we have Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
We have Spider-Man 2099,
who
yeah. came back from the... He's from the future.
He's from the year 2099.
Yeah, and he's stuck...
Came back in time.
Stuck in the present day 616.
Yeah.
We have Dr. Octopus in the body of Peter Parker, who is Spider-Man.
Who's superior Spider-Man.
Peter Parker is dead. And we have Kane, the original clone of Spider-Man,
who is
Scarlet Spider. So that's four.
And we have Venom.
So
he's kind of like
four and a half
yeah.
spider people. Not to mention,
Peter's probably going to come back soon because
Peter's
the second movie's coming out.
Yeah.
So they got to make money off them comics.
Oh, snap.
We're going to have a potential five Spider-Men running around in one.
Somebody's going to get perished.
It's too much, man.
Somebody's going to get perished. So the whole thing about the Ultimate Universe ending. Galactus. Okay, the events of Infinity that's going on in the regular 616. They mess up the whole time-space continuum.
Yeah.
There's rips in the universe. And Galactus from regular Marvel went over to Ultimate Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of cool how they tied that into
yeah.
what was going on
yeah.
in the regular universe. So, we have the collapse, the possible or potential collapse of the Ultimate Universe because of a giant event that happened in the regular Marvel Universe that we've been covering, Infinity.
Man, it better be. Here's the thing. It has to be really cool because I'll tell you right now. It sounds like Marvel just wants to save face slash money because they're saying, we're going to completely destroy this universe, but the characters you love, somehow they may make their way to the normal universe.
Ooh.
So you've got this big, like, quote-unquote god over in this one universe who's, like, eating the universe, but somehow
Spider-Man.
Is going to make his way through time or something. It has to be done really well, or else it's just going to look like Marvel wanted to quit making all these other comics because
yeah.
they were going broke on them.
Broke.
And decided to bring those characters that you love into the normal universe
because
so that they can keep making money off the characters that work.
Right. The Ultimate Universe was a big money maker.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when it first happened, everybody was like, whatever. And then everybody loved it.
That's where you got the Samuel L. Jackson
Nick Fury.
Yep. Because normally he's like this old crusty white dude in this normal universe with the eye patch. And more of like a Bruce Willis character would have played him. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden they decided, well, let's take the Nick Fury from the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
And so,
and then they really based Thor more on the ultimate version of the character.
Yeah,
the Captain America, at least the costume,
yep.
was more based on the ultimate. So it's they're definitely
Amazing Spider-Man to
and,
me was definitely more
yes,
ultimate.
The way they're tying everything together in the Marvel universe. In the movies, that's exactly how the Ultimate... That's what was so cool to me about Ultimate Marvel.
Yeah.
Was everything was tied together.
Yeah.
instead of mutants being like this evolutionary strain of humanity, in the Ultimate comics, that was the rumor that the government had put out because they had actually genetically engineered mutants by accident.
Right.
So then they threw out the rumor. They're like, no, no, it's a evolutionary thing. You guys are like, whatever. But then in reality, it was this huge conspiracy because they had been trying to create a weapon and it had gone wrong. And so I thought that was great.
Yeah.
The way every single thing in the Ultimate Universe tied together.
Right. Well, that's because it was planned out. They thought it out ahead of time, and now it feels like, well, we thought all this stuff out, and it was great, but it's not making as much money as the normal Marvel Universe, so let's just get those characters over.
Let's get them over. So there's two things that could happen. They could, as the rumors suggest, destroy the whole thing and save the characters that everybody puts the most money into. Or this could all just be smoke and mirrors and they're not getting rid of the Ultimate. Like, maybe this is just what's going on there right now.
Yeah.
You know? So you never know.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's what's going on.
Speaking of universe-shattering stuff, Justice League of America issue 9 came out this week. It's continuing in the Forever Evil storyline, and this one really chronicling Martian Manhunter and Stargirl. Mm-hmm. It's a great issue.
Stargirl looks like Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that there was a character in DC.
Named Stargirl?
Yeah.
You know Stargirl?
I didn't know her. And then I was like, that's Captain America's costume.
Well, see, now the New 52, I don't know her storyline as well, because I'm like, well, she, Starman, like, her dad, oh, wait, no. Her uncle? Wait, I don't know, because it's so convoluted. No. But originally it was one of those, yeah. So,
interesting. All right, well.
It's a great issue.
Pick up Justice League of America if you are interested in the DC. And the Forever Evil, this really, it keeps it going.
Superior Spider-Man came out this week.
Superior came out. There's cool things happening in Superior, and I'm excited about him because this whole time, all this stuff's been going on. Green Goblin's been in the background doing stuff.
Is he making his way to prominence yet?
Is he Norman? Nobody knows.
Ah, this is true.
Nobody knows.
Okay. No reveals or anything this issue?
Well, they kidnapped a girl named Carly. The Goblin's got her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. There's like this huge underground Goblin army forming in the sewers.
Building up to some
everything
giant
bad
event.
Happens in the sewer, guys. Don't go in the sewer.
Here's what's gonna happen. Marvel is gonna wait. They're gonna get Miles over. They're gonna have like five Spider-Man books, and then the Green Goblin's gonna do something crazy, and it's gonna cross over all the books, so you have to buy all of them to read the story.
I can't wait.
Mark my words.
I have gold bullion saved up in a hole in the ground in the woods in Mississippi. And that's what I'm going
to
invest in.
Did I mention this segment is brought to you by Astro Zombies at 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, astrozombies.com? I can't thank Mike enough because I don't think we would be able to review these books because there's so many that come out week in and week out that are... It's getting pricey, man. It looks like $3.99 is the new standard.
It's a new standard.
It was $2.99 for a long time. Now it's looking like they were teasing.
What's happening in this world of purchase?
And more issues are $3.99 rather than $2.99. So it's like, oh, man, cool.
Well, let's talk a little bit about other media.
Yeah, let's do it.
This Spider-Man song lasts forever.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's cool. I'm just surprised.
Here, how about some E.T.?
Oh,
that's a different medium, but it's still in the same vein of awesomeness.
Well, let's talk about it.
Okay.
You do it.
All right. There's some casting rumors going on a television show that we hold dear to our hearts called Arrow!
Arrow!
That show is bringing...
Arrow!
Yeah. Well, it's bringing Flash in,
Flash
I think,
is
two
confirmed.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Couple weeks.
He's coming up.
He's coming up, I believe, episode 7 or 8. The Flash will be there. It's kind of going to be a jumping off point, a launching point for his standalone TV show.
Ooh.
So that's coming up. We'll definitely be reviewing that.
And it was revealed this week that there might be a cameo from a certain Nightwing.
Yep, Nightwing from the Batman movies and series.
So here's the big question. If you're a DC fan and you know that Man of Steel, which came out on Blu-ray yesterday, that has kickstarted a new like movie universe for DC. So we're out of The Dark Knight. Chris Nolan, we're out.
Yeah.
And we're in a new world where they're, you know, they reference Batman because Superman runs into, Superman and Zod run into a Wayne Enterprises satellite.
Yep.
You see Lex Luthor. You see, LexCorp.
There's a lot of LexCorp.
There's a lot of little references in this movie.
Yeah.
So they're definitely building a universe. Now, the big question is, are they tying the Arrow TV show into the movie universe?
I think it feels like they are. That's the big rumor, but I think what happened is they initially were thinking it was just going to be television.
Yeah.
And then you see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Avengers and the Marvel Universe and how it's coexisting television series to movies.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I grew up a Marvel kid. I was always make mine Marvel. I don't think that this is the best. Like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's all right. Mm-hmm. And I think DC saw that and said, cool, we'll make it better. Because I think Arrow is a much better television show than
Agents
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's pretty good.
And I think they're starting to get the idea because they're launching a new Flash series. There's rumors that Stephen Amell, who plays Arrow on the TV show, could become the Arrow we know in the Justice League film or the Superman film. So.
Because he tweeted a picture of two Justice League comics that had Green Arrow on the cover, and so then everybody just went crazy. Ah! What am I going to feed?
I think pretty much every day we go home and we tell Jack and Luke, hey, you guys don't even understand how good you have it. It's
you
a good time
know.
To be a nerdy kid
you
who loves comics.
Kids. Yeah. Another thing that's going on, though, is because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which we didn't watch last night, but they show a preview for next week's episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which ties directly into Thor the Dark World, which we did watch this weekend.
You saw twice.
I saw
it
twice.
In the same day.
I know. Crazy talk. Crazy talk, mister. I just wanted to hang out with my friends. And I was like, sure, I'll go see Thor again.
Man.
It's good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's my personal favorite standalone Marvel film they've put out.
It's good. If you're going to go see Thor, go ahead and go see it. Because in 2 weeks, Hunger Games comes out. And,
man, who
and my girl
cares?
I care because J-Law's in it.
I will go with you, but I'm not going to.
I love you, J-Law. If you can
to
hear me.
To me, it's just like a hipper
me,
Twilight. J-Law? I'm sorry. I just said that.
That's gross, man.
It's a hipper Twilight.
That's a gross exaggeration.
Like, it's a better Twilight.
You
it's still
bad.
The same vein, though.
No.
It feels the same to
I
me.
I forgot. Yeah, Twilight.
You know
and
what I
Hunger
mean?
Games, they both have vampires and werewolves. Oh, wait. No, they don't.
No,
not
no,
at
just
all.
Just that teeny, like, hey, man, these books are really popular with teens and tweens.
You never finished the third book.
I didn't.
Oh!
I didn't need to because Mitch ruined everything.
She does ruin everything, but you should still read that book. Right. Anyway, go
Two
see
weeks
Thor.
Time.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Also, one more thing.
Okay.
Marvel is seeing DC raise the bar with Arrow, and so this week they announced a partnership with Netflix in which there's going to be a Daredevil TV show, a Jessica Jones TV show.
Yeah.
Who is that? I don't know. Iron Fist TV show.
She's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And Luke Cage Power Man TV show.
Which is
and
cool.
Then there's going to be a mini series of the Fearless Defenders.
Which is awesome.
And they've started announcing the people that are in charge of these shows.
Yeah, Daredevil especially sounds.
It's this guy named Drew Goddard or something. And he wrote all these little shows called Lost, Alias, and he worked on that movie Cabin in the Woods, which he wrote and directed, I believe.
Man.
And he wrote that one and Alias with Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
And we all know that J.J. Abrams worked on Lost.
Yeah.
And then the girl that's doing, speaking of Twilight, that's doing Jessica Jones, she did Twilight and everybody's like, oh, gross, this is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
And then you read more of her credits and she wrote a lot of Dexter.
Yeah.
Like the good Dexter. Before
Netflix
the
is,
final season.
They're really going for it. So
they're stepping up their games,
yeah,
y'all.
They really are. So.
I am stoked about the Daredevil because if they... they do that right, and he's like a lawyer, and then it's like nitty gritty street crime, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And it's all tying in.
There
Boom.
You go. Boom. There you go. Comics Corner. Brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, astrozombies.com. Some great books releasing today. New Superior, new all new X-Men. X-Men Gold, Justice League of America, Cataclysm, Spider-Man.
Whoa!
Just to name a few.
Just a few.
Good times. Oh, man, on the way, Shock Therapy not live. Nate's enjoying vacation, enjoying his anniversary with his bride. So we'll have a best of for you coming up at 9. You can still get your questions in. We are saving them for our very special guest next week.
Woo! Next week's going to be great. I can't wait.
Yeah. Right now from Indian Lakes, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, huh, audience?
Yep.
Throwing you off. It's 6 a.m. again.
What?
Most people in this hour probably have never heard that intro, actually.
Yeah, that's our intro that we do at 6 when you're asleep.
Misha's in for the final break.
Hi, I'm here.
It is just before 9, which means coming up, Shock Therapy not live.
Gosh, guys, who was the last person to wear these headphones?
Probably Dan.
There you go.
They had you turn them way down.
Really?
I can't hear. Hold on, I'll just
apologize. Okay.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the show. It is Winter Jam Wednesday.
It is.
Next week, the final Winter Jam Wednesday, we're going to be talking with Jeff from 10th Avenue North.
Which we didn't forget about it or anything.
Be great. Sally is talking to, is talking with
Trevor.
Totally Trevor. Spoke with. Yeah, she talked to Trevor from Thousand Foot Crutch late last week. And so we got a copy of their new record, The End Is Not the End, right? Is that what it's called?
The End Is Where We Begin.
No, The End Is Not the End.
Oh, yeah, it's a little Heroes. Different.
The End Is Where
you
We Begin.
You have sullied the name of House of Heroes.
Shut up.
What have you done?
Sorry, Tim. Sorry, Tim.
Yeah, he's listening.
Really sorry.
He texted me a while ago because he was like, you went to see Thor twice.
In one day.
So he is listening?
Yeah,
okay,
listening.
We got to call him after the
you
show.
You need to apologize publicly.
No, he texted me after I was asleep last night.
You just equated him with TFK.
Gosh, you
I
need
did
to,
not
hey,
equate him.
This whole texting when texting you when you're asleep thing, you've got to get over it.
I got three last
Bridge,
night.
You know,
over.
You, got three. You could turn the vibration off.
Right! That's
random
what I told
phone
him.
Call.
Hello?
Static.
Yo, good morning.
Morning.
Are you guys going to be doing a giveaway on FTD?
Yes, we are.
Oh, man, you are paying
track.
Attention.
Were you impatiently anticipating
you
it?
You are paying attention. All right.
Rabbit trail back.
It is Winter Jam Wednesday. We got a copy of the new 1,000 Foot Crutch record. And here's what you got to do. You got to answer a trivia question.
I got a question for you. You ready?
We'll say I am, yeah.
Okay. Taking regular blank can lower your risk of dying from heart disease by 37%.
I know it's not going to be Big Macs. Let's go fiber.
Fiber.
Yeah. I'm sorry, friend. That's not correct.
Ladder.
Bye.
Okay, tell it again.
Taking regular okay. What?
Taking regular blank. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Flintstones Kids Vitamins.
It can lower your risk of dying from heart disease by 37%.
Vitamins.
No, it's not vitamins.
Static.
What up, dude?
Shane!
I'm going to say aspirin.
No, it's not aspirin.
Oh.
I'm going to go slam my hand in the car door.
No!
Don't do it!
Don't do it, buddy.
If you're going to do it, use the hand you don't normally use.
We're giving away a TFK CD. Come on. Come on, really? Static!
Laxatives.
Laxatives.
No, but I feel sorry for your life.
TJ?
Yeah.
Okay.
505-338-3700.
I didn't say wife. I said life. But I guess
I
that
way
either works. Either works.
If you're taking a lot of laxatives, be careful out there.
505-338-3700 up for grabs on this Winter Jam Wednesday. TFK's latest CD. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you have do you have a guess?
Yes.
Let me hear it.
Walks, regular walks.
No, but that is you're on the right track, my friend.
Okay. Oh,
you're on the right track.
I'm not going to say it.
I want to know.
Okay, bye.
Now.
I know what it is.
Right. Bye.
I know what it is.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Static.
Oh man, I was going to say walks.
It's not walks.
Cups of coffee.
That's not it.
Oh, sorry. Okay. All right.
Not I will it. Say this. Here's a little clue for you people. It's something that you physically do.
Hmm? What? But
do whoa!
I don't know if that's static. You do.
Is that wine?
Wine? No.
No, it like, is not man. Wine.
In a perfect world. No, I'm just kidding.
Mitch does that 100% of the time.
Oh!
Look out! Hey, it's me, Mitch. I was hanging out, guys.
Like wine.
Wine. Like W-H-I-N-E.
Yeah, yeah.
Wine.
Yeah. Static.
Yo.
Yo.
Yay.
Nappy nap.
A nappy nap?
Naps.
Like take a nap?
Taking regular like naps?
See, but that's
taking
not...
a nap.
Like kindergarten?
Like kindergarten, right after snack
I
time.
Never took naps
you,
in
sir.
Kindergarten.
Obviously Googled it, because that is correct.
He didn't Google it. Oh. Thanks, Mac.
You got it. How do you feel now that you know that you're going to have a TFK CD?
Titled, The End Is Where We Begin.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Sweet. I feel like I need to take a nap.
There you go. Perfect beautiful. Answer. Hang
hey,
on the line.
Yeah, stay on the
amazing.
Line.
Amazing. Speaking of TFK, Celeste is going to be interviewing him this Friday.
Oh, good.
Hey! Hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't
I
happened
thought
yet.
It was late last week.
Hey,
I
Days of Future Past, man.
There's way too many things
Days
going on,
past.
Convoluted. I
and
forgot
you know
I'm from the future.
I've noticed that this month has just brought along like 17,000 things that we have to do and don't have time for.
Right.
Like,
but there are some
stuff.
Things that like have to get taken care of.
I know.
You're talking about
yeah.
the wonder
so,
that is Christmas music.
Right.
Christmas music!
Hey, here's the thing, guys. We're going to have the best Christmas music ever this
Pretty
year.
Much.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. All we're going to do is play Bing Crosby, White Christmas on repeat, and every once in a while put in Blue Christmas from Elvis.
And then we have to follow it up with Judy Garland, Have Yourself a Merry Christmas.
Yes. No Bieber. No NSYNC.
What? Don't even.
But there's some good stuff.
You have NSYNC in
there. Is there good stuff?
Let's
talk about Christmas music when it's December.
Yeah.
All right.
But
we got
hey,
some good Christmas
music. Yeah, we got some good Christmas music. A lot of bands
coming to town.
What?
Hey, that you wouldn't expect are putting out Christmas out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun.
Hey,
Mitch, will you tell us about how your little coral thing's going? And
my
I'm
coral.
Not talking about pink.
I'm like, I'm coral. Not, I did wear coral the other day.
I love scuba diving. Tell us about how your choir stuff is.
Yesterday was good. I have choir practice every Tuesday in the evening, and it was good, except that I went to choir practice with a numb mouth because I got a cavity filled. And so I wasn't sure. Like, it felt like sound was only coming out the one side of my face, like one side of my mouth, because the other half was just
Did anybody
numbed.
Happen to video you singing?
No, I stood in the back row, and I was like, I'm sorry.
I need to look on YouTube.
Stop it right now.
You're a sensation by now.
Probably. YouTube sensation in Australia.
Just discovered that.
It'll be girl with weird face sings choir song. I'll YouTube that. See if it's there.
There you go. That is it for us. We have Shock Therapy Not Live on
not
the way.
Live. It's not live.
It's from an episode we did back in October.
Yes, I look forward to seeing the emails from the people that didn't hear us say it's not live.
Yes, or you can still just send us your questions, because next week we will definitely be here live, and we want them. We want to get those questions answered.
Yes, we do.
And so there you go.
Hey, what did you learn?
Man, so much.
We learned a lot today, even though it was... I mean, we learned that... Possibly people have been manipulating the contest for U.S.'s tallest building.
Yeah, which to me is not cool.
Does Aspire count, or is it just inspiring? Is it conspiring?
I see
what
you
guys
did there. What?
You
we don't have time. You're going to have to go back and listen to the podcast if you want to know what
I don't
we're talking
time.
About. There you go.
Hey, speaking of the podcast, you should go to our website, mystaticradio.com. Go on the little on-air thing.
Check
you'll see
out.
A Team Awesome Morning Party. Or you can just go to mystaticradio.com/mornings.
Boom!
There they will be.
Yep. In
waiting
its
on
entirety.
You.
You can grab the audio of the morning's show in case you missed it. We got Shock Therapy Live on the way next. And, of course, Middays with Mitch hitting you at 10 o'clock.
10.
Hey, I'll request lunch hour today at noon.
If you love this station, tell a friend about it. Get the word out about this station.
There you go.
Because we want to go global.
We out. Cool. We'll see you guys again mañana.
Mañana.
Good times to be had by all.
Yes.
All right. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.